Montreal. WestJet CEO Alexis von Honsbroich says the company and its pilots' union remain far apart on key sticking points, especially wages, as negotiations heat up and the clock ticks down on a strike deadline. The gap is still massive, von Honsbroich said during a video call Tuesday night from the bargaining venue, a hotel north of Toronto. More than 1,800 pilots at WestJet and its Swoop subsidiary are poised to walk off the job as of 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time on Friday after the union issued a strike notice Monday night. The standoff has left thousands of passengers with travel plans for the May-long weekend and beyond hanging in limbo. In recognition of the uncertainty, the airline is offering refunds to passengers who change or cancel flights scheduled until May 21. Changes must be requested more than 2 hours before departure. The deadlock has already dented sales. "We do see softening in bookings," the CEO said. "It is painful. Although we still get bookings, so the majority of our guests seem to assume that we are maintaining flying. And this is our intention." The company hasn't turned an annual profit since 2019 due to the devastation wrought by the COVID-19 pandemic, he said. Von Honsbroich took over in February 2022, just over 2 years after 1X Corp. acquired the airline. With more than 16,700 flights slated for this month, WestJet carries nearly a third of Canada's domestic market, while Air Canada has half of it. WestJet's latest offer to the union would see wide-body plane captains earn $350,000 in total compensation annually by the end of the collective agreement term, according to a letter to flight crew from the company and obtained by the Canadian press. Narrow-body captains would earn $300,000. Immediately upon the effective date, WestJet pilots would have had the highest narrow-body first officer and captain top step wage rate in Canada, the Monday night letter states. The union did not respond immediately to a request for comment. Bernard Lawal, who heads the Airline Pilot Association's WestJet contingent, has said pay, scheduling and job security remain the key areas of dispute, one point on which the CEO agrees. Lawal said some 340 pilots have left the carrier over the past year and a half, mostly for other Canadian airlines. But von Honsbroich said WestJet's mainline fleet has hired three times the number of pilots who've resigned. He acknowledged that its regional segment, WestJet Encore, has lost plenty of workers, but noted that they are not part of the current bargaining. The union head said more pilots will flee the company if the deal falls short of members' needs. After 9 months of negotiating, management still fails to understand today's labor market conditions, leading to a mass exodus of our pilots in search of better work opportunities, Lawal said in a statement Monday. In response to the strike notice, WestJet issued a lockout notice shortly before midnight Monday to maintain control over its planes, the CEO said. "If a strike hits us on short notice at a point where we don't expect it, we may strand an airplane somewhere in the Caribbean, and I don't know where," von Honsbroich said. "Then we are in trouble." The CEO as well as WestJet's chief operating officer and chief financial officer have all descended on a hotel in Richmond Hill, Ont. To try to hash out a deal with the union. On Wednesday, Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra encouraged the two sides to reach a resolution, noting a federal mediator is on the ground. "I do not want to put my finger on the scale," he said. "Obviously, the airlines have obligations towards their customers. But ultimately, the biggest obligation is to make sure that they deliver the service that they sold to customers. In the event of a delay or cancellation, customers will be refunded or reaccommodated, as applicable," the airline said Monday. Regulations entitle passengers to a rebooking within 48 hours of a cancellation or 3-hour-plus delay, according to the Canadian Transportation Agency. If the airline can't meet those obligations, the passenger can opt for a refund or alternate travel arrangements, free of charge, on any airline traveling on a reasonable route from the same airport, or from a nearby airport, and the carrier must transport you there, the agency website states. As negotiations ground on Wednesday, the Airline Pilots Association approved a merger with the Air Canada Pilots Association, bringing the country's two biggest flight crew labor groups under one roof. The move means 95% of professional Canadian pilots are represented by a single union, effective immediately, said Charlene Hudy, the Air Canada Union's council chair. With the collective strength of over 73,000 pilots in North America, we look forward to working toward a better future for the piloting profession and aviation industry as a whole, she said in a statement. The two groups had reached a merger agreement in principle in March, and Air Canada pilots voted to ratify the deal on May 1. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 17, 2023. Companies in this story: TSX, AC, Christopher Reynolds, The Canadian Press.